KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Residents in Amanzi Mdoti, south of Durban, have raised concerns over the danger posed by cattle being herded through public roads.
There are herdmen with them, but they are walking across the street, they are in people's gardens, around the sidewalks, and it's a major hazard.
Chris Faree, a chaplain from the Brotherhood of Believers Ministries, says the situation is becoming dangerous. He said he had to swerve to avoid a herd of around 25 cows crossing Lewis Drive on Thursday, narrowly avoiding a serious accident. Faree has urged Itigwini Metro Police to enforce municipal bylaws before someone is seriously hurt or killed.
It's been going on for quite a while, but I've been in Toti now for 4 years, and once a week you see them. Sometimes they were even on the highway, they're in two, close to the Sea Dune and Winkelspruit off-ramp. It's been going on for years, and I think the people just like accept it as a norm. But because we're in the bikers ministry, it's very dangerous for a bike. I mean, if you hit a cow, the chance that you're going to make it is not very great.
The South African Medical Association says it's alarmed about what it calls a disturbing trend of doctors being targeted by criminals. A doctor was shot and injured outside Life Westville Hospital in Durban yesterday. SAMA CEO Dr. Mzulungile Nodigita says they're engaging with public and private sectors to find ways to improve safety for healthcare workers. He's calling on law enforcement and communities to play a greater role in protecting those at the front line of healthcare.
Since early last year, I think we started to see quite a number of doctors being attacked, and something very strange mid last year towards the end was that some doctors were even attacked in their own private rooms.
Police are investigating a case of attempted murder. And the funeral of Liverpool footballer Diogo Jota and his brother André Silva is underway in Portugal. The siblings were killed in a car crash in Spain on Thursday. Jota's Liverpool teammates arrived there last night ahead of today's service. Sky's Rob Harris is in their hometown of Gondomar.
Also involved in that service will be the priest who just 2 weeks ago married Jota to his childhood sweetheart, Ruth, in the presence of their three children, just really reinforcing what a tragedy this is for the family after a period of what had been such joy.
United Nations nuclear watchdog inspectors have left Iran after the Islamic Republic officially suspended its cooperation. The suspension came after last month's 12-day conflict between Iran and Israel, which escalated tensions between Tehran and the International Atomic Energy Agency. Iran officially suspended its cooperation with the UN nuclear watchdog on Wednesday. The top story, residents in Amanzi Mdoti have raised concerns over the danger posed by cattle being herded through public roads, saying the situation is becoming dangerous. For the Newswatch team, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.